Farage criticizes dangerous government open migrant camps after several illegals abscond. By Victoria Friedman on December 14, 2020. Nigel Farage has criticized the government's open migrant camps housing hundreds of illegal alien men as dangerous and a threat to national security, after it was revealed that migrants have been absconding from one facility without a trace. The number of illegal landings of migrants crossing the English Channel by boat has more than quadrupled from last year's figures, with around 8,500 arriving on Britain's shores since January 2020, compared to 1,890 the year before. Illegals are arriving at such a pace that the British government has repurposed two former army barracks, one in Folkestone, Kent, another in Pennally, Wales, with a third proposed in Barton Stacey, Hampshire. Each facility can hold hundreds of migrants, with reports that they are exclusively all male. The prospective third site has raised concern, given that it can house 500 migrant men, while the village of Barton Stacey itself has only a small population of 1,000 people. The Telegraph reported on Sunday that around 2 migrants a week had disappeared without a trace from the open facility at Napier Barracks in Folkestone, which holds 400 alleged asylum seekers, between September 22 and October 20. Brexit leader Nigel Farage told the newspaper that he was surprised the figure was not far higher, adding, "The fact is that anyone can come to Britain illegally and then flee. That they're able to do that from army camps, I'm sure most people will view it, is not just ridiculous but potentially quite dangerous. France are effectively closing their borders at the moment because of the fear of terrorism, and I think this is an issue of national security." The report comes after the Daily Express revealed that an Albanian illegal who was one of 69 released from charges of illegal immigration on a technicality was a convicted murderer in his native country. Despite not being forcibly held in the facility and being housed, fed, and clothed at taxpayers' expense, migrants have complained that their accommodation at the Napier Barracks is not up to their standard, comparing it to a prison. The migrants protested the care they were receiving last month, complaining that their dorms, which were once fit for British soldiers to live in, were too far away from showers and toilets, meaning that sometimes they had to walk out in the cold and rain, and that they had to wait in line for the meals prepared for them. "We demand that we be moved to housing. Refugees should not be placed in old military camps," the illegals demanded. The government is preparing legislation to come into effect after the UK leaves the EU's institutions on January 1 that will bar migrants from claiming asylum in the UK if they have crossed the English Channel after having travelled through safe countries in Europe.